Welcome to the Educause podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Real Networks and features a session from the Educause 2008 annual conference presented by Charles Scorcobble, professor of mathematics at Mount St. Antonio College. The session is entitled A Complete Online Class, Course Management, Live Web Conferencing, and Teacher-Made Streaming Movies.
We'll go through all, I'm going to give you a little overview of what we're going to talk about. First of all, let's talk about a little bit, we're going to talk about the equipment. Then I'm going to talk about the class management system that I use, Blackboard, how I set up my classes organizationally-wise. We have some students, we have at least one student sitting in California waiting for us because I heard the thing beep, so somebody's there. It's either Sandra or Jerry. We'll talk to them live. You can ask them questions if you like and show you that experience. That's NetTutor. They're down in the here at the exhibit hall. You can go visit them a little more. We're going to try to touch on a little of everything so that if you have any other questions, of course, you can email me and if you want to get into the detail of anything. The course materials, I teach two online classes, a business calculus class and a college algebra class. The college algebra class uses Course Compass. The calculus class uses Math Zone. So those are my textbook materials. Movie capture, what I do is I can capture movies as of, say, like Camtasia or whatever. I have a product that I've been using for 5 or 6 years that seems to be a little easier for me to use. And I'll talk to you how I captured my lectures in my regular classroom, hit a button, send it to a streaming server, and students can watch that immediately. I use that also if a student has a question, and I think like implicit differentiation, if you're a math person, that's a roadblock for everybody. If somebody has a specific question on a problem, I bring it up to my screen, I talk about it, I answer it, I set it out there, and it sets the link for me right in Blackboard, and all students can see it if they're not able to hook up. I then will show you this right here, this website here. If you don't have the printout, and again, I apologize for that. I didn't know there would be this many people. This website right here has an example of everything that I've talked about in streaming movie format. You download the plugin. I used that website for my introduction to my online students when they first get on. Of course, they're a little lost, and I have a movie there for them to go in and how they sign into their programs and the software. I have a lecture on there, and I have a web conferencing example so that the student can see it. And at any time, if there's any questions, I'm a classroom guy that wants you guys to get involved and talk to me, ask me questions. Let me know that. Let's talk a little bit about the hardware. I use a Windows computer, Windows XP. The tablet right here, is a Wacom. It's Bluetooth. What I'm able to do, what I'm able to do when I'm in a classroom is there is a pen that you can write with and put a piece of paper on top of it. So
you're still on mute.
Yeah.
Now you're on.
It's my zipper up.
Okay. Okay, so what you can do is, I forgot to bring the pen also. I really apologize, but it's a special pen that has an ink pen at the end. So you're writing on ink here, you're looking like this and writing it down, and it's showing up on the overhead projector, and the students can then do a problem, each problem, and I'm taking roll, and I don't have to worry about that. Yeah, roll, that's unique. We're a very conservative college, so we do take roll. The headset, I use a Plotronics CS50 because it's portable, and I think we talked about that earlier. When I have my online people, I'm online ready for them to do my online office hour. I'm walking around the house watching television, and then it rings. We heard it earlier when one of the students got on. It rings, and we'll talk a little bit about that as we go through. You can also, what I recommend for the students is to get a $10 or $12 headset from Radio Shack. That's all you really need. You don't need anything very expensive to make the movies or talk over the online web conferencing. I'm going to show you a graphing calculator for you two or three math people as we go through. This is a place you can get a simulated graphing calculator on your computer. The top one costs you money. The bottom one right there is free. And it's simulates a TI, any of the TIs up through the 86. I think it does the 92 also. Well, what I use is Blackboard for my classes. If you kind of look over here, you can see that I have the syllabus, course schedule. I have my lecture movies here linked. So when I create a lecture movie, be it in a classroom or at home on my desk, the link automatically goes into my lecture movies. And then students that have solved problems or questions, I have movies there, and then of course just the rest of the office hours. So let's go to the actual course itself. So it looks somewhat like this. This is my calculus class. If you go to the home area, I want my students to hit this every day. So every day you can see we're on week 9, letter 1. And that's where they get the general instructions from me. Okay? So that's the first thing they do is when they come into my class, these are the types of things that I'm going to do. This is we're talking about getting on to presentation. So I talk to them in a general format here. The next thing I do is we do not use email. We use messages. Email just bogs down my email, so I have them use the message box, and you can see all the messages. Look at the people I haven't talked to here. I'll respond to them. I've been gone for a few days. No excuses. Lecture movies. These are all my lecture movies. The product that I use is ScreenWatch, and what that will do is it'll create this whole HTML for you. It creates the HTML. I'm going to show you how to use the product, and what it does is it sends the movie to a streaming server.
This section 2.3 will deal with some more rules, some more techniques of taking the derivative. We're going to do is we're going to learn how to take two polynomials
I'll show you
that
the product,
are being multiplied together
the way
without
I make
having
these.
To multiply
it doesn't have to be mathematics.
Before we take
I'll show
the
you how to capture
we'll be able to take the derivative
lecture,
in the product
and so
format.
So on and so forth. So
we'll be able to take the derivative in the quotient format.
They can go ahead, backwards.
In calculus.
So you don't have to listen to me the whole time. Grade books in here, and that's all I use Blackboard for. I don't create my lectures in here. The textbook site I use, you just go to the textbook. The textbook has, we'll talk a little bit about that, it has the site has the textbook inside of it. I have them do all their homework on the textbook site, and we'll talk a little bit about that a little later. Is there any questions on Blackboard and how I use it? Well, we're going to get into NetTutor, my students, I'm sure. It's 7:30 in California, so I'm sure they want to go back to bed or whatever. But we're going to talk to them in a second. But before we do that, let me talk about the structure of the product that I use. A whiteboard comes up. You can have the camera going on. I don't use the camera. You'll see, in fact, the one I'm using, I can't even use a camera. The students will show up on the right-hand side, and you can use this whiteboard to write on, capture things, bring Word documents in there, anything you would like to do, and we'll do that live. Here's a situation. About 3 years ago, I was speaking at a conference, and I was worried that none of my students would get on. So now the students that are listening to me right now are going to say, oh, we only got 5 points. Well, I gave them 15 points extra credit. Look how many people got on there. We're going to have 2 today. So I'm down to 5 points. And I have a movie of that. You can capture a movie. You can archive the session. And we're going to go live with not as many students. Basically what happens, the microphones and the speakers show up here. And you can mute them if you like. I have the whole class on at one time, so we can all talk and we can all listen. Right here, a hand shows up if they have a question, and then you can respond to it. This is a Word doc that I captured and put in there, and then you can write with a tablet on top of it. Is there any questions about this? Do you need to? Let's go live with the students. Oh, Jerry's there. Okay, Jerry. I'm going to let you talk now. Oh, you got your hand up. Go ahead and hit the speaker. Can you hear me, Jerry?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, there he is. He's in California. Where are you, Jerry?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Jerry works in a rock, plays in a rock band. What's the name of your rock band, Jerry?
We're called Silent Treatment.
Okay. And are you good?
Yeah.
Of course you are. Of course you are. So that's why he's taking an online class. He's traveling all the time. Doing very well, by the way. He didn't even need the 5 extra credit points. He's probably going to get an A anyway. I shouldn't tell him that, should I, Jerry? You get too overconfident. Well, we have about 800 people in the auditorium here. Not really.
Thank you, Seton.
So if we want to, I can sit here and write. We can ask questions. I can go ahead and let me show you how I capture a problem. I have something going on here, maybe. It would take me a little while to, let's go to the tech. Oh, shoot. I thought I had, there it is. Nope. There it is. So let's say Jerry had a question on the textbook. I'll talk to you a little bit about how you can bring the textbook up or anything you want on the internet if it's available. And let's say he had a question on this problem right here. Don't worry, Jerry, I'm not going to ask you to do this, unless you want to. So what you do is you go capture, non-whiteboard. The whiteboard goes away, and then it'll ask you to anything you want to come on, and then you send it. And what happens is that shows up on his whiteboard and your whiteboard. So you could have a Word doc if you're in English and you want to do an essay. If he wants to do the copy and say, okay, I have this paragraph that I want you to help, he can do what I just did on his computer also. And then we can go ahead and talk about it. You want to take the derivative of that, Jerry? No? Don't want to talk to me? Talk to him at least to let him know you heard me. That's good enough. At least they know you heard me. That's good. That's cool. You don't have to do that. It's kind of like the chain rule, though. Remember, we're going to take trans. Okay, we won't put you on the stop. Is there anything else you need? Do you need to see anything else? Do you have any questions for Jerry? Yes. This is in my office. I use it is office hours. Okay, I forgot to explain. What I wanted to do with my online class was three things when I wrote the grant, four things really. Number one, I wanted a course management system, use Blackboard. Number two, I wanted the students to hear me lecturing as I lecture in a regular classroom. Okay, that's screen watch capture. Number three, I wanted them to be able to walk into my office and get any questions they have. I wanted that to happen, to have the freedom to be able to talk to me. Now, if a student wanted to, they could email me and say, I can't make your 9 o'clock. I do this from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights. I only have to do it 1 hour, but usually students are on Monday, Wednesday schedules or Tuesday, Thursday schedules, and I'd like to be able to make this available for all students. But let's say a student can't do either. They'll email me and say, can you get on at, and I'll give them a certain time. So I use this as a walk-in thing. Now, you could have a class. You could have a class going there. The next level that I would like to do is form groups. Not for everybody. You know, maybe just for the, remember online, you have to be flexible. But there might be one, a study group. We could have a study group. I don't need to be in this room. We could have, and we can make one student in charge to go page one, page two, and have a study group. Sure, you can use it any way you like. Mm-hmm. Right. Study groups and things. The other thing that this company does, NetTutor, go down and talk to them. They also have tutoring for your students. Now, we're setting up a program at Mount SAC for the athletes. I'm an old football coach, believe it or not. Math teacher, football coach. Yeah, everybody had a football coach for a math teacher, didn't they? Somewhere between K and 12. So what we're doing is we're setting up a program for athletes that will be tutored 24/7. We're going to set up our tutorial system at Mount SAC is going to have our tutors using the product that I'm showing you here. And after 9 o'clock, if they want to get on, we're going to have a service, NetTutor, that will actually tutor them. So we'll have 24/7. Because we all know online people, when do they hit this thing? Jerry, when do you hit this thing?
When do I hit what thing?
What time? You fell asleep, didn't you? What time do you usually get on the internet to do your work?
Oh, all throughout the day, pretty much.
Oh, you're not a night person, like 2 o'clock in the morning? By the way, what do you play in the band?
Well, you know, it depends, and I think I'm a guitar player.
Okay. Cool.
You but, I mean, I'm on the internet. I'm on the computer pretty much all throughout the day, so something like this really helps out. Okay. To get some help.
Great.
So, and it's really handy because, like he was saying, I'm on the road a lot, and I do this. I can get help whether I'm in California or if I'm in Oregon.
Super. Well, you might get some extra credit points for saying that one. This is not scripted, by the way. I didn't tell him what to say. So, okay, Jerry. Is there anybody else need? Yes, back there. Type chat. My group, I don't type chat. Well, they could. I mean, let's say the question is, how many people use type chat versus voice? I want people to do voice because I want to get in there and out of there. If you type chat mathematics, you have to use equation editors and things. It's very difficult. Doesn't mean it can't be done. If they write. Now, one class, a business calculus last semester, we handed out, not these, but a cheaper version of these, to every student in the online class. Now, each student can write questions, so they're writing. Type chatting, it just takes too long. So I'd say 100% of those. Now, how many students out of my classes use this? That's probably even a better question. This semester, only 3. Last semester, 26. It all depends on the semester. Now, this business calculus class that Jerry's in, it's the best class I've ever had for success rate. We have 28 students still in it, and they're not getting help from me. Yes? Everything that I've used is NetTutor. It's a software. It's an internet-based software. The voice, they have written Java that will actually allow you to capture, use voice through Macromedia server. It's a communicator server. It's $250 for a lifetime. So we're serving the voice through our server at Mount SAC. But the NetTutor is doing it. But the voice is going through our server at Mount SAC and coming back. That's why we're getting such a great no pause or anything. Yes? No. Yes and no. It's controlled with NetTutor because they wrote the program to control the Java that runs this, or the Flash, I'm sorry, the Flash to run it. So it's controlled through NetTutor. So if you buy NetTutor, and you want voice, you would have to spend probably another $250 for this communicator server.
Is that for user or is that a license?
No, it's a license for forever. It's just for education license. It was $250 for me. I did it 5 years ago. I haven't paid another cent. I've had 26 people on there.
Do they have to purchase a license
too? Nope. $250, one fee for the voice. That's it. Headset, that's it. And Flash, they have to have Flash, you know, like a Flash player or whatever. But that's it, that's all the students have to pay. Now, when I, you know, $80 for a tablet, if you're doing any kind of tutoring, it's better for them to be doing the writing instead of myself. We have one classroom set, so it's free for one class, but the other class has to buy their own if they want to use them. Question over here? You know, I don't know. I used Illuminate once, and I've been using this for 6 years, so you know how that is, that learning curve thing, and I don't know. I haven't really tested Illuminate. This is a lot cheaper. Uh-huh. So you have trouble with the voice?
That's a good question.
Yeah. 26. Well, the only problem happens is if somebody has a microphone and speakers, and it's their problem, not the software's problem. That's why I would like them to get a headset for $12. I want a headset. If they don't, then I shut them off. I found the person that the dog's barking, the baby's crying. You know, I have those kinds of problems, but that's not the software that's causing the problem. Voice over IP, a technology you IT people could tell. I'm one of those guys that know enough to be dangerous. Voice over IP has some latency with the internet. Whereas if you're pushing voice through a server with this communicator, you get a better response from it. Anybody else? Yes?
I believe you said that if you're facilitating a situation where the people are talking, you can actually record everything.
Okay, what I do is yes, they have an archive product, but it only takes care of type chat now. I use my ScreenWatch that I'm going to show you, if we can get to it, I'm going to show you how to capture movies. Now, my problem right now is, and I have to test it, is I can capture my voice very well. But what I need to do is come out of the speaker into the microphone for the student, and I haven't gotten to that point yet. Any other questions? Yes? It's kind of like your no, there is no latency. I don't know. First of all, let me go back and say, those 26 students, I've done that once or twice. I usually have 4 or 5. There is no latency with 4 and 5. Well, actually, I think that was him pausing. Jerry, speak immediately, right now.
Yeah, hello?
So there was a little. That's kind of... Okay, ready, Jerry? When I say three, you speak. One,
guys hear
two...
Me?
Wait. One, two, three.
Hello?
Okay, Jerry? I'm gonna count to three. When you hear the word three, I want you to count, say something. One.
All right.
Let's try it again. One, two, three.
Dalcross is the best.
See, there is some latency. But you know. Yeah, but I haven't had a problem with it. It hasn't caused. I used a product called Clearphone, which was voice over IP. I had all kinds of. They'd be talking and then stop, and then they'd be talking. It doesn't do that. Packets come across.
So you set ground rules then
Yeah. It's like a class. We all can't talk here at one time. So we have ground rules that way, yes. Yes? Well, now it's Adobe. It's called Macromedia Communicator Server. Macromedia Communicator Server. Anybody, there's another question here? Yes?
In regards to accessibility for...
Hearing impaired.
Is there another way to use the voice over IP?
Well, in case we're using it, it would be better to have a camera going and have someone like yourself signing while you're listening to each other. And then have maybe the...
So does that mean you can only have one video running at a time?
No, I don't know how many, I don't use the video, but...
For example, we've got a classroom that has two instructors.
You'd have to go down to the booth and ask them, because I don't use the camera. But I've had three people on at one time with cameras. Tell her I'm usually in a t-shirt with a can of beer watching a football game while I'm doing this. So. Okay, I'm sorry, another question here. Communicator server, when I bought it 5 years ago or whatever, it was Macromedia Media Communicator Server. I don't know what it's called now. And it was a one-time fee for me, $250.
Flash,
well, they might call it Flash now, but it was Macromedia Communicator, Flash Communicator Server. There you go. Okay, let's go on. Let's go on to Jerry. I want to thank you for coming on. And see, he was pretty quick there. He was awake that time. Thanks a lot. I'll be back in town probably Monday. And if you have any questions, I'll be getting on the internet the rest of the week to answer some of those messages and stuff. Okay.
Great. That sounds good.
We have a test next week, don't we?
I think so.
Yes, we do. Okay. We'll see you. See you next week. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
I'm going to leave that up. What I'd like to do. Where are we now? How much time do I have now?
We are at
11:00. So, 20 more minutes. Good. Okay. Let's go back to. No. No. Well, let's go back to the presentation. Maybe I had a, as you can tell, you can get me off onto tangents. The course management system we did. What I do is for my homework and things, I have this course compass in Math Zone, and all the homework's taken care of for me. Now let's talk about that. There's only a couple math people here, but math cannot be done by multiple choice in my eyes, especially a higher math class. So I only use this to make sure that they're doing their homework. There is the ability, if I give a quiz, I do make them write it on a piece of paper and fax it to me. And I have a fax that actually makes it into a PDF for me, a service. My phone number makes it into a PDF and then comes to me in an email fashion. I then grade that and then send it back to them. Okay? I only do that about 4 times a semester. The actual movie now, let's go to that, the ScreenWatch movie. What I'm going to do is if you go to that website that I started out with, you can see these movies. You can see that what it does is it creates the HTML for you. And the reason why I like ScreenWatch, here's my process. I took a portable computer. I didn't have this at the time. And I came in, I rolled it into my classroom. I had a projector system above me. And I sat down here with a microphone. I then had a buildup, which I'll show you how to do in a few minutes, with this SmartBoard notebook. It's a free software that you can get from the internet. And I had my whole lecture in blank frames, a la PowerPoint, but it's a better writing tool. I'll show you that. I then start the lecture. Students ask me questions. I tell them my dumb jokes. I make my mistakes on the chalkboard like we all do, and I erase. And online students like that a lot more than the professionally canned ones that you make that are never, are perfect. They hate those perfect ones. In fact, I had both. And they said, no, because I think your personality comes out in front of a group of people. So I think it becomes more personable if you're talking to a group of people, capturing it into a movie. Okay, so I talked for an hour. Now, for an hour, it's about 47 megabytes. 48, 49, right around 40 to 50. I have captured 2 classes all semester, and I have not gone over 2 gigabytes of streaming movies, every class. And that's why I like ScreenWatch. I'm not sure about Camtasia because I haven't used it again. I've been using this for 5 or 6 years, and it works for me, and I don't want to change because I'm into teaching math, not technology. So what I do is I do my lecture, I hit a button, I then roll it back into my classroom, into my office. I hook it into the internet, and I hit the create the movie. The movie, the software, sends the movie to a server at Mount SAC. I serve it there. It's a Windows Media server is what it's running. You can do Real Player if you like. It's whatever you want to do. I don't like Real Player because I don't like all those advertisements coming up all the time. Goes to a Windows Media Player. The HTML goes to my site, and a link goes to Blackboard, and I haven't touched it. All I did was hit a button and walked away. That's why I like it. I don't have to set anything up. I don't have to set my microphone up. I don't have to put any resolution settings after I've initially set it up. I hit the button, I walk out of there, and I'm done. And we'll try to make one of these if we have time. Any questions on that? Okay, this is the free software that I'm going to show you. It's called Smart Notebook. And what it does is it has little slides are here. And what you can do is capture it. It's kind of like Snap It. This little tool right here is like Snap It. What it does is you hit it, we'll do it in a minute, and capture anything you want, and it's placed on different slides or the same slide as you go through. Got the idea? We'll do it. I hope we have time for this. You can capture anything you'd like. I have a graphing calculator here that I can capture. I can make a movie of this graphing calculator. So how many times for you math people are your questions about the graphing calculator? We only use this graphing calculator, by the way, for calculations. You can't solve problems with it in my class. You have to show all your steps. It's not a tool. They still have to know how to add, subtract. But I can capture a homework problem. Whoops. I can capture a homework problem. This is Math Zone. Whatever. But I go through and build my lecture. Then, if I want to make a movie, this is the movie situation. What I do is there's a toggle. There's a start button down here, and there's a toggle. Unfortunately, my toggle on this is connected to it, my camera. But you toggle start the movie, toggle stop the movie. Everybody with me? I'm going to go right through the PowerPoint presentation. Here's the links that we have. You might want to, if you want the software, that this free software, it's called www.smarttech.com. I'll wait until you can write that down. Some of you don't have the PowerPoint presentation. /support, and it's called Smart Notebook. If you have a smart board somewhere in your campus, you have the rights to grab this piece of software and put it on your computer. We good? Want me to wait for you people that don't have the PowerPoint? Let me give you my email. Don't have my email there. Okay, these are the websites. This is the sample movie. If you want to go in and see everything that I've talked about, you go in right here. This is Link Systems, the general company that are down in the booth downstairs. You want to talk to them about the web conferencing. The free graphing calculator right here. This is it's a free website that allows you to take ticalc.org, and then of course the Wacom tablets. I'm going to give you my email and I'll send you this PowerPoint presentation. Probably I can do it tonight if you like, but here's my email. Either email is fine. Go ahead and write that down and I'll get you a copy of all these sites. Let's go ahead. Let me give you a couple minutes. Let's go ahead and try some of the software. We good? Everybody want, raise your hand if you want me to wait. Okay. Any questions while we're waiting? Yes. The one I'm using right here is a $200 or $300 cap. I went on eBay and got it for $110. I'm an eBay guy or Craigslist guy. I'm always used. I don't care. Yes? Yes. Yes. They could write it out and actually digitize and send it to me. Yes. Yes. The question is, how do my students get me problems when they do the workup? One is write them on a piece of paper, scan it, or fax it. The other is just to write with this on a whiteboard and actually attach it to their messages through Blackboard and send it to me. Question back there? Yeah, you know, it's $300 and some is what I pay. We have 6 licenses that are in our math department. You know, the web conferencing, that tool that I have, that's not very expensive at all. Go down and talk to them. It's somewhere between $1,500 and $3,000 for the whole year. 5 classes, 24/7. You could have 18 teachers using that thing live. You know, that's a pretty reasonable thing. The tablets that we use for our students are a little smaller than this, and they're $80. This one's a $150 one, I think. This is USB. connects to the. Okay, let's try that software so you can see how to use it. Yes. Pardon me? Oh, I have a tablet PC. If you have a tablet PC, of course you could use it. No. Well, you could. You could use a tablet PC. I just don't use it because I have all this stuff. So, yes. You know what the hardest, his question is, what is the learning curve to what I do? Is that basically what you're saying?
Not to using the hardware, but to interacting with students, not having them present in the room.
Well, let me tell you.
By yourself in front of a mirror.
No, I haven't had problems with that. First of all, I bring them in four times, so I've seen the students. I have never seen Jerry, but I know him as well as any of my face-to-face students, but I've never seen him. So your question is, no, I don't have problem. You know what the hardest part of this whole thing is? Using this in math. That's the hardest thing to learn. I'm the only one that uses this in our math department. I'm trying to talk them into it. I have, since I'm retiring, and I have two online classes, I have a young kid that's learning all this. We have to go through a certification program at our college to teach online. It's not an easy thing. It takes a whole semester. Then you have to turn in all your objectives, everything, just like you do a face-to-face class. Even though it's the same as the face-to-face, we have to go through that process. So it takes a year to be able to teach an online class at our school. So that said, I'm the only one that, you know, I've done this for 6 years, so. That's not a problem. Your personality comes out because when you're talking to people, if it's voice, when you're talking to somebody, it's like a telephone. You know, how hard would it be to talk to somebody on the telephone? That's the experience I get. Yes? Well, how much? I only have 10 minutes. The testimonials that I have, okay, let's go back. What type of students do I have? The lady that has a family that can't get any help, she's working 40 hours a week, taking care of the kids, 9 o'clock at night, I can tell you a great testimony because I've had students talk to me every Tuesday night because they can talk to me personally. Those movies, you know, you can watch all those movies you want, but until you ask me a certain question, that's the person it helps. It's the personal. How many people use your online? I mean, your office hour. Same testimony as an office hour. This is so much like a traditional class that it's the same testimony. I mean, the technology is not a difficult thing to do with these students. It's easier to do for them than it is for us. Okay, just do it. The other thing I recommend, I only have 10 minutes, I really apologize, but let me do one thing, just show you the software and give you a feel for what it takes me to do a capture, okay? Where'd the camera go? Bring over here. So what I do is let's bring up, so let's say I want to talk about that problem. What I do is I go like this, write that right there, and what it did was it went and put it into the first frame. And then I move it over. Whoops, I don't want to turn it. I move it, make it bigger, you get the idea. And I go through and then I go to the next one. So let's go to the next one, capture and put it on a new page. So let's put this problem on the page. And so now it's on page 2, page 3, page 4. If you like, you can cover these things up. That's not it. Where is the cover? Oh, here it is. So you can cover them up so that you don't show the whole thing at one time. And what I do is I put what I want, a definition in math. How long does it take you to write that up on the board? I put that up there, and then what I do is I sit here and talk about it with the movie going on, and then I get the pen, and you can write, see how nice the pen writes on this thing. It also has, if you're into, if you're into happy faces, you could do a lot of things with this software, all free. It has a gallery over here that allows you to go to dice. It has a dice that it hits. It's a flash program that'll roll the dice for your probability class. It has graphs. You can throw them on there. It can get you ready for a lecture. Super, super piece of software for free. Okay, yes? This right here is just the whiteboard on your computer. The movie is another thing. The movie is a... we're not going to have time to show you how to use the movie. ScreenWatch, what you do is you bring this up. What it's going to do is, you can see that it's messing with the... it'll come up. Hang on, come on. How much time do I have? 4 minutes? 7 minutes? Okay, what you do is you start the program, give it a name, save. We're going to do this. What it's going to do is it's going to take the screen resolution and make it 800 by 600 or 600 by 800 because you don't want it to be 1300 in the movie for sizes and things. We ready to go? Sure, we're ready to go. So what it's doing right now is anything I say or do, it's performing that, okay? Let's go stop the movie now. Come on, come on. Isn't that interesting? I think I hung. Yeah, there is, but it's my problem is my camera's tied to it. It's F9. It's not hanging, but it would stop and we could watch it very quickly. But you can go in and watch that website that I have. You can watch, you know, that. If you have any questions, send me an email and I'll do a movie of how you do a movie. Yes. Yes. You know, the other thing, you know what you can do, you guys, that have use the textbooks? See the link right here? The link for this? All I do is change the chapter and section. I don't go into the website, Math Zone or Course Compass. I just come back to this and change chapter 5, section. And now you have the whole textbook sitting there. There you go. And the textbook, you know, you can move it up. You get the whole textbook, put definitions in. It's so cool. I mean, you don't have to, even if you're a classroom teacher and want to take something out of a textbook and put it into a presentation, when you hit this, you can do a, paste it into a Word document, right? It's snap it, basically. You know, that's what it's doing. Anybody else, last few minutes? I apologize for getting a little behind. The textbooks that I use, I have ebooks, but it doesn't necessarily. I mean, you could scan. You know, you could scan your textbooks and have it there in the background and then do it. You could do that. There's a lot of ways to do that. Another class, another lecture, how to do these things over the years. Is there any questions about it? Anybody want to see anything before we wrap it up? I want to, what? I have 5 minutes. So do you want me to put the website back on? Do you guys need to see anything? We're good? Okay. I want to thank you for coming. Email me. I'll tell you what, I'll give you an offer. If you would like on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or anytime, talk to me over this software. All you have to do is email me and say, hey, can we set something up? Get 5 or 6 people on there. We'll talk. I'll even get the camera going if you want to see my t-shirt and a beer. See my big screen, too. I got a huge big screen, too. Cool. They have that in there. It's in the software. Let me show you what they do. What they did was, where'd it go? Did I close it? If you want to sit outside, I guess we could, let me start the thing up again. They have a flash menu. I can't find it here. That's not it. I don't know where it is now. What you do is you right click, the settings come up, shows you the camera setting, shows you the microphone setting, it shows you everything. If you look on that website, I have a movie that shows the students what to do before they talk to me, and it does that for you. And if you'd like to go out and sit out there, I'd be glad to show it to you. Anybody else? Again, thank you for coming, and have a great conference.
This EDUCAUSE 2008 Annual Conference podcast is sponsored by Real Networks. Outsourced hosting of multi-format digital media content is available from Real's own CDN, the Real Broadcast Network. Information at rbn.com.